It doesn't matter if you believe in him or not. He is everywhere. At least his name is. Our foods, toasts at weddings and banquets, music, literature, pop culture, and everyday sayings. He answers to Mr. Scratch, Old Nick, Lucifer, Beelzebub, and Mephistopheles, or Prince of Darkness. But you may know him as Satan or the devil. Daily we may hear from our lawyer that the devil is in the details. Your husband may play devil's advocate when you sigh for a new sofa. Idle hands are the devil's workshop, crackles the home ec teacher, who may be the devil in disguise. Planning to throw over the old boyfriend for the hypnotic new guy? Better to dance with the devil you know than the devil you don't. Speak of the devil and he will appear, we mumble just when we are in the middle of discussing the tacky dress Lula wore to the luncheon last week, and she comes sailing through the door and makes a beeline for us. We often play devil's advocate when we take the opposing side. We continue to tell our little one, "Now, Percy, tell the truth and shame the devil." We've all savored the guaranteed man-pleaser deviled eggs. Never settle for stuffed eggs, too pedestrian. The deviled egg does not come to us from Hades, but from the 1700s term, meaning to chop and mix with hot spices and sauces. Do have some deviled crabs or Granny's sinfully good devil's food cake. Memorable actors like Al Pacino, Vincent Price, Robert De Niro, and remember Claude Rains? All have played Satan at one time in films, I mean. My favorite fiendish satanic film? Rosemary's Baby, where the very air in Manhattan reeks of evil. Though the Prince of Darkness was never actually visible in the movie, he was the major player. Horrifically present while being invisible. Now that's fiendish. Old Nick is a popular figure in literature. Shakespeare spoke of him in The Merchant of Venice, Act 1, Scene 3. Mark you, the devil can cite scriptures for his purpose. Charles Dickens responded to his literary critics with this bitter description of his reviewers. Rotten creatures with men's faces and the souls of devils, the lice of literature. Back in the day, the offended literate understood the art of well-crafted cussing out. Dr. Faustus, who sold his soul to the devil in exchange for wisdom and pleasure, is a familiar theme. We know that in real life, guitarist Robert Johnson sat at a Mississippi crossroad and exchanged his own soul for the devil's gift of being the best guitar player in the world. And that's how we got the blues. Jazz used to be called the devil's music. Now move on to opera. Faust and back down the sophistication chart. To give the devil his due, our own Charlie Daniels' manic fiddling of his hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and end up with Bart Simpson selling his soul to the son of perdition for $5. And that's just the tip of the pitchfork.